listening to the Tony Connelly Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's tough enough to get three outs in Major League Baseball, tough enough to get three strikes when a team gets a fourth strike, and perhaps that may cause a team to lose a game. It can stress you out. No one would know that better than Jake Voss Jr., who's the Michigan State baseball coach. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tony. How are you?
When you heard about Jim Leland having a deal with that type of situation, what'd you think?
Well, it's too bad, really. I mean, with you never want to give up, I guess, an extra strike or extend an at bat, and you look at what ended up happening in that at bat, and it led to a big inning, and you know, ultimately, you know, probably costing the ball game. And I understand human error is part of the game, but at the same time, you know, when you have a four-man crew and that call shouldn't be missed. And then, you know, you talk about the possibility of instant replay and using it in different situations. I think that's one where, you know, probably you could make a case for it. And it's unfortunate that it happens.
So you wouldn't have a problem if you were a major league coach if there was instant replay?
No, I would not. You know, I think there are certain instances, though, that, you can have it, and I think probably certain, you know, times where you shouldn't. I think it's a good start with what they do now with home run balls. And I think you could almost treat it like a football situation where you can't challenge every play, but, you know, maybe you get, you know, two challenges and, something like that where, it's not going to drag the game out. I mean, let's face it, big league baseball takes an awful long time to play as it is. And if we make it longer, you know, we're going to drive fans away. And so, you know, I think you could do something where you have a couple different challenges. And if you're wrong on one, then maybe you lose the next one or something like that. But, I think you have technology. I think we're crazy not to use it.
Coach, how does that work? You've got a four-man crew who's supposed to be paying attention and keeping the stats. Obviously the home plate umpire should be the main guy, but the other guys are too. How does that work, and are you allowed to use what's on the scoreboard?
Well, no, you can't use what's on the scoreboard, and the home plate umpire is the guy that really needs to see that, you know, that that and make that call. Last night with the foul ball and the foul tip or whatever it was. That the home plate umpire has got to see that. Now he's got, you know, two guys, you know, on the first base and third base umpires that are that can help him, but you know, they're almost 200 feet away. You know, they're 150 feet away, and so, you know, to have those guys make that call is going to be difficult, especially, you know, when the home plate umpire did not make the call. And so, you know, those guys are going to back each other. You know, that's part of what they do and what they need to do, you know, to have a unified front out there. And so, you know, really the home plate umpire should be the guy that sees it.
Yeah, it's widely known you love Michigan State and you love the job you have. You ever dream and think about being the coach of the Tigers or a major league team?
No, I like the college game, and the pro game's a lot different than the college game, and I like working with our kids and taking them through the maturation process, I guess, of coming here as a young man and leaving as a young adult. And pro ball is a completely different game. It is more of a business, I really thoroughly enjoy where I'm at, and don't have any plans on going anywhere else.
Well, I bet you're going to enjoy it starting this Friday, as after 33 long years, the Spartans have earned a berth to the NCAA baseball tournament. You got a chance to win a national title. You'll be in a regional out on the West Coast. Tell me about the time leading up to when you found out that you were going to be in the tournament. And did you think you'd make it?
Well, we weren't sure, Tony. You know, we were... You know, my dad, who's one of my assistants, you know, asked me right before the show. He says, "What's your gut feeling?" And I said, "I have no idea." You know, I seem to go back and forth every 10 minutes whether we were in or not. I thought we deserved to be in. I thought we earned the right to be in. But with that being said, that doesn't mean a whole lot unless the committee, you know, puts you in. And so, you know, seeing our name pop up there on that screen was a thrill. And I'm just happy for our kids that we can continue playing and have a neat experience, out to Stanford, and and hopefully get out there, win a few games, and continue playing for another week.
Tell us about the moment when you heard Michigan State's name announced. Who was with you, and what did you experience?
Well, we had a team watch party. We had some food and drinks there, beforehand, and we were in our basketball offices actually in their video room, and had it up on a big screen, and we didn't find out until more than halfway through the show, and so it got started to get a little tense there in the room, but once our name flashed up there, the room went crazy. And really, I didn't even know who we were playing, because of the noise in there. We were just all jumping around, hugging each other, and a really special moment for all of us. And found out, about 10 minutes later that we were playing Pepperdine in the first round, and try to get going on getting to work and the logistics of getting out there so quickly. So, really neat experience, really neat moment for our kids, and something they're never going to forget.
What's this mean for the program?
Well, I think it's the next step, in our program. I think, we wanted to change the mindset when we got here, and our seniors that first year really did that and got us into the Big Ten tournament, which was, step number one. And then, from that point, we talked about winning a championship, and our guys got that done a year ago. And the next step for us was trying to compete at a national level, and we've earned that opportunity. We're disappointed in how the Big Ten tournament, ended for us. And fortunately, we got an opportunity to continue playing, like I said. And so I think it's the next step. We'll tackle this one and go out and compete and try to represent Michigan State in the best way that we can, and represent the Big Ten in a positive way, and then reevaluate. But yeah, I think it was the next step in the process. And I'm happy that especially our seniors have gotten to see each step along the way and have really taken this program to a different level.
We're
excited.
Who have you heard from since you found out you made the tournament?
Oh, everybody. I've gotten at least 100 texts and another 50 to 75 emails, and trying to return as many of them as I can. But I tell you, it's the overwhelming support for us and our program has just been tremendous. And people from all over the country. I got a text from Kirk Gibson last night, and the Bruce Fields, who's the hitting coach for the Cleveland Indians, who's a Lansing guy, went to Everett, played for my dad at Everett High School, and alumni from all over the country, and it's other coaches on our coaching staff, and it's just been really, really neat to include as many people as we can in our program and see how many people are excited for our young men.
All right, congratulations, Coach Boss. We'll try and talk to you later this week.
Okay, thanks, Tony.
You're listening to 1320 WILS.